Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 31st day of March 2006, and I'm going to be live here for the next 3 hours. But I'll tell you what I want to do right now is we've got a lot of requests to play some of our Patriot music. So you can play whatever you like. You can play any song you want, guys. In fact, you just pick one, and we'll go ahead and roll it. And then when we get back, I'll get into all the news and all the information right here on the Genesis Network. So stay with us.
Took it all away. The names and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected. It was an inside job. While you are dreaming, this little island disappears. The other way, they'll take your right to own your own ideas. And if it is that job, favor selected, your trusted servants have left you unprotected. Was an inside job, like it always is, just chalk it up. As you think that you're so smart, but you don't have a clue what those men up in the towers are doing to me and you. And they'll keep doing it, 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 till we all wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. I know how hard it is to always walk out in the light. It is an inside job to learn about forgiving. It's an inside job to hang on to the joy of living. They know the road by which you came. They know your mother's maiden name. And what you had for breakfast, what you hid in the mattress. Bang your head against the wall, but empathy is worse. It's an inside job.
folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, my friends, it is Friday, the 31st day of March, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 51 and a half minutes. And there is a mass of vital news and information to be covered. This is the type of news that's in front of me on the plate today in the stack. Ex-FBI agent indicted in mob killings, Associated Press. How many times have I seen similar headlines to this? But it'll never be a big national scandal. Senate panel set to consider bid to censure Bush. Actor and director Ed Asner shares 9/11 concerns, agrees that it is a cover-up and a hoax, the official story, highlights the report of hijackers still alive and well by the BBC and Associated Press. Here's another one. Bush reassures Mexico on migrants. They're not illegal aliens. They're not even immigrants now. They're migrants. They're like migratory birds or something. Don't worry, he tells Vicente Fox down in Cancun in the Yucatan Peninsula. Don't worry, America's going down, and the conservatives are going to love it. Presidential advisor says he would welcome Chinese attack. Biggest Euro aspartame producer, biggest European aspartame producer to quit production because people aren't drinking it. That's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news there. And then a really sick article. We have gotten reports of this from the troops in the last year. We have reported this year ourselves with guests, but it had never been in the mainstream news. It is outrageous, like everything else that's happening. Army bans use of privately bought body armor. For thousands of years, soldiers have supplemented what the Imperium, what the Roman Empire or the Greek Empire or the Persian Empire issued them, but not anymore. You are not allowed to buy level 3 body armor for yourself, which most of the troops have done. You've got to buy, or you've got to pay for if it's damaged, the crummy level 2 defective junk that is being given to them. And again, if it's damaged anyway, they pay, what is it, $700 for about a $150 flak vest. And then it turned out the company that the Pentagon bought from basically didn't even put any body armor in it, any Teflon in it. And but it doesn't matter. The person that sold it to him is busy giving his daughter $35 million birthday parties in New York City. And so you guys are not going to have your own body armor. Your families aren't going to pay for it, and they're not going to ship it to you. It's banned. You're going to wear defective junk because the government loves you, and you're going to breathe depleted uranium. And you're going, if you get an arm or leg blown off, you're going to pay for your own meals in the hospital. Confirmed. Neocon scumbags like to avoid that, but it's true. And you will pay for your own flight home when you're discharged out of Rammstein with your arms and legs blown off. This is how you support the troops. You close the door on them. You don't care about them. You stick a ribbon on your car, which means you support feeding them into a radioactive wasteland so they can come back and have deformed children at now 4 times the national average. It has been triple in the past. Now the numbers are out. It's a quadrupling. That's because they used a lot more 3 years ago in the major cities. And so now the troops are having a real hard time. But that's how you support them, by killing them, by deforming them, by maiming them. Here's another one. Plans for massive blast in Nevada draw fire. Plans for the Pentagon-led experiment that involves detonating 700 tons of explosives in the desert drew criticism from state leaders and a disarmament activist, and it says a big cloud of dust will settle over Las Vegas and other areas. Hey, you want to test 700 tons of conventional explosive, go at it. I mean, that's not really bad for anybody or anything compared to 10 proving grounds in the United States using tons every year of uranium in the munitions. That is bad. And then the local radiation detectors go off, and the government says it's good for you. So we'll get into that report about the 700-ton blast test to be carried out near Las Vegas. No apology from Cynthia McKinney for Hill scuffle, Associated Press. Now it's a Hill scuffle because, see, he assaulted her. He brutally manhandled that. First it was he tapped her. Then it was he just put a hand on her. Then it was he grabbed her with one hand. Now he grabbed her with two hands by both the arms from behind, and she spun around and bumped him. And, boy, she needs to be charged with that. So we'll get into that report as well for you today. There is so much more that we'll be covering, but let me just start with this right now. Oh, by the way, yesterday I said I'd get into how Ritalin's killing thousands of children with their hearts exploding, mainstream news. I didn't really detail that. I will cover that today. I'm going to. It's here on the top of the stack. And then some good news about how vitamin C just absolutely annihilates cancer, both pushing it off, pushing it back until years later when you're going to get it, even if you're genetically predisposed to get it. And then when you get it, massive doses of organic, that is, living vitamin C. It needs to be in the cell structures of the plant matter when you're eating it. That's what the studies show. Of course, we already knew that from Nobel Prize winners, but here it is. So taking the pills, I guess, does something, but it isn't really vitamin C when it's busted down to its base acid level. It needs to be in the apple, in the orange. Well, the best thing you can eat is blueberries. Blueberries have the highest level. Berries, period. And it's just magic. Sometimes I've got to do some coast-to-coast interview, and I'm totally exhausted. I've been up since 6 a.m. the day before. I've had no sleep. I've already done two or three interviews, my own radio show. I've already done video editing. I've already prepared the websites and told the webmasters what to post for the show. And I'm cross-eyed at midnight when I'm about to go on. And coffee won't do it, I've learned. Coffee will just make me feel, I'll be wide awake, headache, sick, burnout. But if I go gobble a bunch of blueberries and a big glass of orange juice and an apple, it's not just the sugar, folks. If I go drink a sugar drink, I'll feel horrible 20 minutes later. If I go get a big dosing of vitamin C and all the other luscious nutrients, minerals, vitamins, ring structures, enzymes, I am good to go. Fruit, fruit, fruit. And I say that because I haven't been eating enough fruit. When I was a youngin', I was a fruit addict, and over the years I got to where I ate all this dead food, and that's what it is. The stuff you eat's dead. Most of us eat nothing but a dead diet, and I just am a big... Okay, now I'm going off on a health food jag, not that I'm Mr. Healthy. I don't take very good care of myself, but it's just to be energized by eating a couple fresh kiwis or eating a big bowl of blueberries or blackberries or raspberries. And if you want to put some whipped cream on top, go ahead. You want to, you know, put some Cool Whip on top, so what? You know, I mean, if it helps you gobble it down, do it. That's what I did. Okay, I'm sorry. Your children really shouldn't be drinking these soft drinks. I see parents all the time with three-year-olds drinking Coca-Colas full of pesticide, it's admitted, because they don't extract the pesticide out of the coca leaves. In the instead of decaffeinating coffee, it's decoconated. Literally, it's cocaine. It's what's called Coke, folks. It's the same ingredient in Dr. Pepper, in Pepsi, all of it. It's cocaine flavor. It has much of the molecule, so it kind of fools the brain. Not just caffeine. And then you've got the very dangerous types of processed syrups. That's why we had a tenfold increase? I think it's worse than that now. That's old numbers. But I remember reading a few years ago that it was a tenfold increase, quote, an epidemic of diabetes and juvenile diabetes. Well, can you imagine the kids at school? And I remember being in school. Well, when I was in elementary and then middle school, they didn't have candy bar machines, yet they had Coke machines. But by the time I hit high school, both in Dallas and 2 years down here in Austin, where I finished school, there were candy bar machines everywhere. There were Coke machines everywhere. There was nothing nutritious in the machines. And I would just watch people. I mean, I'd eat a candy bar and have a headache an hour later because, you know, you have a sugar spike and then the insulin pumps out of your pancreas, and you feel like total garbage 30 minutes, an hour later. And I'd watch these people eating candy bars. I had some people, you know, you got six periods in a day, and for some reason you'll have two or three people that are in all the same classes with you. And I'd watch these people, even jocks, who you think would know better, eating candy bars almost every class, eating them in the hallway, sticking them in their mouth, cramming them down, sucking down a Coca-Cola before they came in. But you see 8-year-olds doing this. You see 5-year-olds doing this. And they're bouncing off the walls, misbehaving. Listen, with my children, if I ever do give them a piece of cake or something at a birthday party, which they might get 4 or 5 times a year when they go to birthday parties, they're always bad afterwards. My children are not bad at all, but they're always bad after they eat processed sugar. Well, I mean, forget processed sugar. Then you throw in aspartame and all this other stuff and Ritalin. But no wonder they're acting like a bunch of freaks. All right. See, I digress. I always digress. But I'm going to get more into that later. When we get back, ex-FBI agent indicted in mob killings. Ex-FBI agent indicted mob killings. Remember up in Boston? Well, this is up in New York. But then we've had it in Texas and California and Nevada and Arizona and Ohio. I mean, let me tell you who the mafia hires. So let me tell you who they got on their payroll. They got killers with badges, just like the police captain says in Scarface, that great Oliver Stone De Palma film. By the way, he studied for 5 years before he made that film. He wanted to make it real, with real characters, with just the names changed. All of that stuff really happened in Miami. You know that's a real story? You know that's a true story? Yeah. But he goes, you know what, Tony? You're going to be paying me 20% of all the coke you sell. And you know what, Tony? You gave me a problem. You think you got a lot of goons? I got over a dozen killers with badges. And when they hit, it hurts. So you're going to do exactly what I say, Tony. You understand, Tony? So almost every major police chief, every top FBI agent, they're slinging coke.
Be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know executive orders and other laws have already been passed that can create a legal dictatorship in America? These laws can affect you by seizing all communication media, all electric power, fuel, minerals, food supplies and resources, all farms and farm equipment, all means of transportation, including personal vehicles, total control over all highways, seaports and waterways, seize all American people for workforces. These laws extend to all parts of our life. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Look, you give individuals unlimited power. You give them anonymity. You give them a secret operation. You give them a big budget. You may have all good cops at the beginning, all good judges, all good people in government, which we know is never the case because they're just like the general public. You're going to have good ones, bad ones, and stupid ones, and smart ones, and in-between ones. But over time, history has shown, common sense has shown, that evil, corrupt syndicates get their foot in the door and very soon thereafter take over. And let me assure you, the criminals have taken over. And that's why they now have handbooks in Texas, Nevada, Arizona, Virginia, New York. Every state in the union has federally written handbooks. Simply, they're all almost the same. They just have different seals on the front, issued by the governor's offices of the state, or in some cases by the FBI. We just covered the Virginia handbook that says property rights activists are terrorists. Anyone who tries to influence the government are terrorists. Anyone who demonstrates are terrorists. Anyone who does anything are terrorists. And that's not our opinion. It's mainstream news. They report it like it's good. Oh, you're a terrorist. If you protest, you're a terrorist. Well, isn't that what criminals would do? They get the Supreme Court and state courts to start ruling that private interests can take your land without even paying you just compensation. Forget best price. Or best use, as it's known. I mean, you don't even get to that. They will come in and they will condemn your property and then give you the lot value. Let's say on the tax rolls, in one case, your house is valued at $307,000, as in the case of one three-story Victorian-style home, waterfront in New London, Connecticut. And the people fought them. They wouldn't give their land up. And they said, you know, we're condemning it. Beautiful home, and we're going to give you $60,000 of the tax rate lot value of the home. So keep laughing, keep giggling. It's going to happen to more and more of us because we have a criminal government. You see, that's what a mafia would do, is it would say, there are free speech zones, so you can't protest us. There are restrictions on your speech. You can't go out and protest us. We can spy on you without warrants. We can hire people with criminal records to work for us. You know, the government, state and federal, now, and even local, aren't just hiring informants to go finger innocent people and then testify against them secretly in secret dockets all over the country, from Miami to New York, from Houston to L.A. They're now even having their informants break in your house and, quote, investigate. I mean, it's getting so criminal now. It's called tyranny. When your government goes bad, and that's the norm in history, that happens 9 times out of 10. In fact, even more than that. I mean, freedom, a free society, is unknown almost in history. It is so rare. It has to be fought for viciously. It has to be jealously, greedily guarded and protected. It is a precious, precious thing, like a rare flower that if the wind hits it wrong or you don't water it right or it doesn't get enough sun, it dies. And I'm here to tell you, it died, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're trying to replant and get it back. But here it is, Associated Press. And listen, I see these articles every day. Seriously, I just don't cover them most of the time. I'm so sick of it. I get burnout on it. Associated Press. Ex-FBI agent indicted in mob killings. A retired FBI agent was indicted on murder charges Thursday for allegedly taking bribes from a mobster to supply him with inside information that led to 4 underworld slayings in Brooklyn. Yeah, you got killers with badges, don't you? And it even mentions how they give them other drug dealers to bust that are low level because, as they say, they like snacks. Lindley DeVaccio, 65, was arrested in a case of confidential leaked payoffs and death dating back 2 decades, District Attorney Charles Hines said. DeVaccio pleaded not guilty and was released on $1 million bail. He did not speak at the arraignment. One of the 2 alleged mob hitmen behind the slayings was jailed without bail. The other was in Florida awaiting extradition. Colleagues of the FBI veteran were quick to defend him against the charges. Yeah, because you don't want to go down either, do you? We all know Lynn, and we all know he's not capable of doing these kinds of things, said James Kossler, a former supervisor with the FBI's New York officer, said Wednesday. It's so sad it could happen to a guy like this. Hines, who I'm sure is a wonderful person, said the charges stemmed from unusually close relationships between DeVaccio, then head of the FBI's Colombo Crime Family Squad, and Gregory Scarpa Sr., a government informant and Colombo captain nicknamed the Grim Reaper. No, I'm pronouncing that wrong because I've heard his name before. Scarpa. The pair met each week during the 80s and 90s and discussed a bloody civil war within the Colombo family in exchange for bribes. DeVaccio counseled Scarpa to protect him by eliminating imminent threats, and it goes on and on. That's nothing. They run the whores, they run the drugs, they run the kidnapped kids. We've had FBI agents on to talk about it, by the way, and New York detectives. It is hellish.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from StemEnhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting StemEnhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and StemEnhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of StemEnhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Before I get back into the FBI hitmen, by the way, it was admitted in Boston. People were convicted in Boston. It's just a huge segment of the FBI organization involved in murder for hire, running hitmen, dealing drugs. It's constantly coming out. I mean, it's scary. And when you see some of these people, when you go and investigate them, when you cover stories that they're involved with, I mean, these are scary gangsters. I mean, if you don't have a camera on, they'll come right over just like monsters and bump into you and go, "You better watch it, Mac." It's like Scalia, who's a known gangster, not a conservative, Supreme Court justice. He was at a big, Catholic church meeting for, quote, lawyers at a special mass. And a reporter said, "What are you going to do if people keep talking about your conflict of interest?" And he sits there and does the Italian for flipping the bird. But you know, the mobster hand under the chin flipping it outwards towards you, and said the word F you. And Cheney will walk right up to senators and go, do the same thing, growling cuss words with his yellow teeth showing. These are gangsters. These are hardcore criminals. These are hardcore crooks. These are hardcore mafia dons. These are hardcore individuals. And you need to understand that. And listen, it was illegal. It was a federal crime that Scalia took the equivalent, they looked it up, about a $25,000, roughly, it was like $24,000-something group of hunting trips with Cheney a week before he was going to hear Energy Task Force lawsuit. And, of course, he ruled for Cheney that no one could see his private Energy Task Force meetings with CEOs about how to jack up oil prices and run a big scam. You know, these are the same people that ran the Enron scam, where they'd bring members of Congress in to fake computer rooms with huge big screen computers in a fake control room, showing them the energy trading in tens of millions of dollars a day. None of it was real. Literally, the heads of Enron would just decide what to charge people and how to scam people, and that's why in some weeks, you know, California would go $3 billion into debt in just a few weeks. It was a total of $9 billion over the few months they ran their scam. And they even did stuff like turn the power off, and then their memos came out saying, if we turn the power off, it'll convince people that there's no power, and then they'll accept higher prices. By the way, Enron was involved in water gouging in the capital of Argentine. There were the Argentina, and the memos came out in the IMF and World Bank releases of early 2002. Remember Greg Palast was on with us? There's a section on in the end of my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. I'm going to tell you how spot on Palast was. He said 4 days before it happened that they were going to kidnap and try to kill Hugo Chavez, and the CIA did do that, and then his troops took the Capitol building, the palace, back over and ordered that he be released because they weren't going to let the coup go ahead. So they got caught with their pants down. But there they were in the Argentine capital, and they said, we'll triple water prices now that we've taken it over from the government as part of an IMF World Bank deal, but the people won't accept that unless we turn it off for a week first. We'll just turn the water off, then they'll think there's a shortage, their psychological studies have shown, then they'll accept the gouging. Well, we're all going to live under this too. We're talking $10 to $20 just to drive to work for the average Austinite. We're talking about $160-plus to drive to Dallas and back. The roads being handed over to a foreign Spanish company. Almost all the water districts just being given, not sold, just here, you're the mafia, take our water. And it's the Dutch and British and German mafia. That's what this is. We're being looted. Oh, here, we'll let the communist Chinese Navy, that's what Hutchison Rompo admittedly, congressional studies show, run that company. Their troops captain the ships. Their captains are all PLA naval officers. And they're going to run the major port that is an American possession in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, and run the radiation detectors. And the customs isn't even allowed to be there. That's Associated Press. And it's a no-bid contract. You understand that they just, quote, give them the management, and then our government even pays them to take it over and run it with a 100-year lease. That'd be like, you know, I'll pay you to take my house. I'll pay you to take my car. It simply put, the companies grease a few Swiss bank accounts, and in some cases, public bank accounts. You know, the politicians signs off on the bill. They get hired to the board of directors for $500,000 a year and never even have to show up to a board of directors meeting. And a lot of these politicians, while they're in office, are on the boards of hundreds of companies. Did you know some of these politicians, some of these committee chairmen and others, are on the boards of hundreds? Hundreds. I mean, they're just imagine hundreds of $500,000, $200,000, million checks every month. Can you imagine your mailbox, your bank accounts every month with hundreds of giant checks, millions of dollars every month, just coming in from foreign mafia, and that's what these corporations are. They're a global crime syndicate. Again, I will repeat this. This is last year's numbers. I'm told it's now worse. Of the 100 biggest economies covered by Forbes magazine last year. They do it every year. I haven't seen the new one. I think I heard it came out. Of the 100 biggest economies, they don't just list the 100 richest, they also list the 100 biggest economies. Guess what 44 of them are? They are not governments. They are corporations. They have their own private armies. They have their own private intelligence agencies. They have their own private hitmen. They have their own departments for mistresses. I mean, they have everything. Do you understand that? They've bought their own private islands. And that's why they then lobby Congress to legalize private mercenaries like Blackwater and Titan and, a score of other companies out there, like Halliburton's private mercs. That's why, and Aegis and Executive Outcome, all of these companies, I mean, it's amazing. DynCorp's mercs, according to MSNBC, are going to take over many of the sheriff parish departments in New Orleans. What did the feds do? They said, we're declaring an emergency, you're federalized, furlough. Go read MSNBC. This isn't my opinion, police out there listening. I want you to know your future. They said, we're ordering you to furlough 55% in one case, 55% of your officers. We're going to pay for your bills, but you got to furlough half. That is, let them go, 54%. Then they came back and they said, okay, you are going to now sign a contract with the federal government and with DynCorp, and DynCorp is going to permanently take over, and they're going to wear sheriff's uniforms, but with a DynCorp badge, and have full law enforcement power. And they're going to be paid at least double what your sheriff's deputies were paid, and they won't be made up of your sheriff's deputies. They're coming in from all over the country. They're, most of them are former special forces. And you see, these private mafias are now changing the laws, setting the precedent where their people can now operate. And so it's simple. You know, 5 years in the future, whenever more and more terror takes place, might be a month from now, there are boys who've been killing women and children all over the planet from these different merc outfits. They just drop by and roll down the window and stick their blurp gun out the window and hit me with, 25 rounds. Forget a double tap to the head. It's just, well, that's what the mercs do. You see, a total gangland lawlessness. Good cops don't follow what the mob says, you're dead. Other low-level crime syndicates don't get in line and follow the big mafia, you're dead. People that don't want to give up their ranches and farms, you're dead. They're going to send hit squads up. You want to go protest that they're taking your property? You're a terrorist. We're going to arrest you, and we're going to take you to a FEMA camp. You know, I confirmed and was allowed to see the video, and I videotaped it myself in California and other areas of the nation and got video from Swansboro, North Carolina, and Hebron, Maryland, and news reports from everywhere. But I was able to watch video that two construction workers shot at an Air Force base, of all places, in San Antonio, of a large contingent of Marines, looked like over 100 on video, with over 100 role players, most of them Marines, some of them, though, women and even young people hired, a local acting group. I was allowed to see the video, but I was not allowed to put it on TV because they were on top of a roof fixing something, and they knew that they would have been identified. And I wish I had this on tape, but I was allowed to watch it, and I had to give it back, the guy right there in the studio. I know you're listening. This is 6 years ago now. Will you just bring me the tape back and let me have it? No, you won't, will you? But the role players all have these signs going, don't take my land, this is America, no, no, no. And then they have one of the role players throw a bottle at the cops. And the Marine military police. And they open fire on them with heavy machine guns and armored vehicles, and they all practice falling down and dying, and they did it several times. But I just remembered, I don't have to claim I saw that video. It was out of Virginia last year. Remember, we played the audio over and over again. In fact, try to find that in the computer. I forget what it was called, but it's on the website. Remember, and it said, oh, yes, we've got the police out here, where then they're practicing being snipers, shooting the protesters, remember? And it showed cops on horseback and other cops dressed up fighting with them, and so the cops shoot them. So, good. Yes, we do have that on video. You see, I get sent a news clip of this, and then I put it on the website, we play it, and then 8, 9 months, I don't remember how long ago it was last year, we then forget about it, and then I start talking about it, and I remember. So we do have footage of that. I'm sorry. But they weren't playing the parts of land rights activists. They were playing the part of rioting American citizens for whatever reason, who had taken over the courthouse. That's right. And so the police come in and kill them. And they're training the police that they're fighting back with bottles and broomsticks. It's the same thing. But imagine seeing footage where they practice mowing down whole families. Of course, I do have similar footage in Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover. They just say that they are American insurgents. And then we have them interrogating survivors, role players, and they say, you know, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the equipment? Where'd you get the helmet? Where'd you get the gun? Oh, I got it, you know, in San Francisco. Who are you under? Which militia leader are you under? So, I mean, what are they planning that they know we're going to fight them? They're going to take your farm. They're going to take your ranch. They're going to take your apartment complex. They're going to take your house. They're probably going to take your daughter if they want her. This is what tyranny's like. You want to live under it? Most people do in China, Russia, Germany, in the medieval times in England, France. This is how you live in Cuba. This is how you live in these places. And believe me, you're going to get to have a big serving of it. Of course, they probably won't have to take your daughter. The media and the TV will make all these thugs the stars, and your, you know, many women will think it's really cool to be with their boyfriend who stomps around in knee-high black boots and black uniforms. Oh, he's so sharp. And a lot of these cowardly people in America will just subconsciously decide to join it. And there'll be lots of little stickers and decals on your card showing you're a trusted person, that you're a sniveling bootlicker of this system. They've already started that with Homeland Security drills. We've had Tennessee directors on, and then we've had federal directors on about it. And, you know, the Alabama Defense Force just goes into downtown areas of Alabama. Literally, people who've never been in the military swaggering around with their fatigues, hanging out with a hamburger and a cigarette in one hand. We have photos of them that they posted. And then they go up to three-year-old children and search their bags, and the children cry. Just randomly troops driving around with machine guns mounted on Humvees, feeding on us. So that's in martial law. I mean, I sit here and I watch them preparing us, training us, how to go into slavery, putting fences up around schools, thumb scans to get in, parents retina scanning to get in to get their children, thumb scanners going in tanning salons, thumb scanners and retina scanners going in the health clubs, going in the libraries, going in the schools, going in the corporations, going in the HEBs, in some HEBs in College Station in Houston, making you thumb scan to buy and sell, but starting a couple years ago just for all the employees making them do it. Cops having to thumb scan is to get into their squad car. Now cops all over the country, Illinois, Kansas, other areas, saying they're going to thumb scan you whenever you get pulled over. Federal database, total control, face scanning cameras, transponders going in the inspection stickers, international toll road grids. These crooks are setting up their control system while leaving the border wide open, while letting millions of illegal aliens rampage around beating people up, with the American flag, tearing it up, flying giant Mexican flags. Oh, it's so funny. That's not a threat. That's not a problem. But if you're a property rights activist, you're going to a prison camp. Don't you try to protest us taking your land, because you're a terrorist. Don't you wear a Peace on Earth shirt. We're going to arrest you. Don't you go to the parade route of Bush and have a sign saying, Bush, stop the war. You'll be arrested. But people that are pro-war are allowed to stay. And the pro-war people go on sickening neocon Soviet websites like Free Republic, which is a travesty and abomination, and snicker and laugh at all of this. And just, we love George Bush. Oh, we love him. Oh, he's so good. Oh, oh, oh. It's sick. It's sick. You know why? Because you're scared deep down. The fake liberals out there, the fake conservatives, part of the false paradigm. You know everything I'm saying is true, and you're scared deep down. You're upset deep down. You know we're in deep trouble. And I'm sitting here dumping all this on you because I'm upset. I love this country. And to watch the most systematic, mechanized, crafted, focused, detailed juggernaut of evil being manifest, being set up, to watch the grid going into place, to watch all the programs being laid, to watch the brainwashing, to watch the TV, the sitcoms, the dramas telling us torture's good, evil's good, secret arrest is good, equating it with safety, equating it with goodness, actual Bush administration officials saying torturing children is good, even sexually, in front of their parents. I can't even believe that. That's right out of hell itself. Just total wickedness. And telling us through our fear, you'll be safe, we'll keep you safe from the terrorists if you just go along with giving up all your freedom. But we're going to keep the border wide open, and we're going to have an amnesty to legalize all of them and bring in more. And we're going to give the communist Chinese military. I know there are cops listening right now giggling and laughing because you believe in the system. Listen to me. You just type in Hong Kong company to take over security at ports. And then when you go to that article, you type in you type in Hutchinson Wampo into Google, and you type Congressional Report. And you will have the admission that the company is chaired by a former Chinese general, that every captain of every ship and every security detail is a member of the communist Chinese Navy, and that his entire staff is Navy, and that they carry large contingents of troops on board in weapons and drug smuggling, LA Times. They have now massed upwards of 30,000 troops in Panama. They are now taking over the deep water port, the major port of the entire Bahamas chain. They are now, the customs is now moving out, and the communist military is moving in to run security on our port, our island, our chain of islands. And that is the exact total truth. Unbelievable.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thought control.
the way, we have the former director of the Star Wars program, who himself is saying 9/11 is an inside job. You understand, this high-level Space Command Air Force officer, the head of the Star Wars program, is joining us on Monday to talk about 9/11 being an inside job. You know, I'm going to have the former Delta Force commander, one of the founders of Delta Force, on in the next few weeks. We're setting him up. He has said America's going into a police state. He has said the war on terror is fake. He has said that our government is fomenting revolution by design in Iraq, because the former commander of Delta Force can read their own battle plans. I mean, that's all we do here. Do you understand that people that love America know the truth right now? You understand, I have chills going up and down my spine again. I literally am having chills right now. The communist Chinese Navy is taking over security in the biggest port in the Caribbean, a massive deep water island where the ships that have such a deep draw, it are, you know, I forget the exact naval term, it'll pop in my head in a second, that can't even navigate into a whole bunch of different ports and countries in the Caribbean. I mean, it is the biggest port, bigger than anything we got in the U.S., and the U.S. owns it. We own it. It's our group of islands. It is being given to the communist Chinese military. Go read the Associated Press. It says, in an unprecedented no-bid contract, the first time a foreign country is going to run security, and the customs won't even be there with the big radiation detectors. Run by the Chinese military that openly threatens to nuke us on a routine basis. Just type in Chinese general threatens to nuke America, and you'll get Times of London, you'll get Associated Press. Well, that was 6 months ago, or less. I mean, they do it every few months. Saying, here, 200 cities are, he called a press conference, had a big map up, 200 cities are targeted with ICBMs right now. If you get involved in any of our national interests, we will preemptively strike you. Oh, great. Here, mass troops in Panama. Oh, here, take over our port. Oh, here, run security at it. Will you threaten to nuke us again, please? I mean, do you understand that? Can you even begin to imagine the magnitude of that? By the way, about 15 minutes ago, the moron phone company that put in our lines and then turned them off and then took them 5 days to get it back on, we now have 1-800 lines again. But you can't, there's something else screwed up, so when you deal with this stuff, so we should be able to take 1-800 calls by the end of the show. I certainly hope so, because I'm chomping at the bit to be able to take your calls. I can easily talk for 3 hours and got a lot of news to cover here. But I want to get your take on communist Chinese military taking over more and more. I mean, they've already got Long Beach. Same company's got that. They've already got Panama Canal. Now they're getting this other one that's even more important. I just cannot believe it anymore. And I want to talk about the rampaging illegal aliens. And I want to get into more and more FBI agents getting indicted for drug dealing and murder. I mean, this is just par for the course. I want to get into all of it today, and we will. And there's so much more coming up in the next hour. I want to get into Ritalin killing the kids, and then some good news on vitamin C, and just a lot of other issues. Before I end this hour in the next 30 seconds, the last few days of almost half a year free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and find out how you get 5 months free for the incredible service that also makes what we do here possible. You understand, folks? It is 5.3 months free, almost half a year free when you sign up for a year. So you pay for 6.7 months. You pay for a little over 6 months, and you get 5 months free. Or go get a $5.95 monthly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or go to InfoWars.com and get hard copies. Second hour coming up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.